Welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance space on our headline news offering, Export Development Canada has given Canadian exporters advice on how to manage their business risk strategy during the coronavirus COVID-19 crisis. That guidance bears sharing to a wider audience of exporters globally. On our essentials news front, an AquaPower-led consortium comprising Kuwait's GIC and alternative energy projects has signed on a $263 million ECA and DFI-backed loan to finance development of the 500-megawatt Ibri 2 solar PV project in Amman. The scheme marks the first utility-scale PV in the Sultanate. Over in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news front, Siberian Coal Energy is out to banks for a pre-export finance facility despite turbulent market conditions amid the coronavirus pandemic. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, oil refiners are set to implement production cuts amid declining demand for fuel as the coronavirus outbreak keeps people at home and paralyzes air travel. Resolute Mining has signed a $300 million revolving credit split into two tranches with tenors of 3 and 4 years. NYC-listed PolyMet Mining Corp and its subsidiary PolyMet Mining has entered into a subscription agreement for the issuance of unsecured convertible debentures of up to $30 million with Glencore. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, US Exim has announced 142 authorizations, totaling $164 million for February. And the African Development Bank and Africa Growing Together Fund are providing $200 million to support Nigeria's national electronification project. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.